Karen, please send in the next person. Ah, it's you. Thank you for coming in after hours. I've been looking forward to this. I guess this means you're the second to last person I need to speak with about this matter as well, doesn't it? Karen, please make sure we're not disturbed. I'll be activating my office's lockdown protocols for this one. There. In there. Now then. As good as it is to see you, unfortunately, we need to start with business and get that out of the way first. Yes, the matter of the accident and the incident between your boss and around $50,000 in damages to that Rolls-Royce Phantom. On top of that, it seems that over the past 6 years or so, someone has been siphoning profits from your division of our company. The number crunchers totaled it up to around $500,000. I know it's not you, since you haven't been with us long, but your boss has made some bold accusations that it could be you. Do you have anything to say about this? And please, remember that we're alone, and you can tell me anything. That's it. You really had no idea that it was going on. You just knew that your boss handled everything like that? You just took care of the clients, made sure that they were happy with everything, and let him take all the credit and almost every single commission that you earned? This explains a lot, actually. HR's been giving me conflicting reports. Thankfully, they and I tend to ignore reports, as long as those under me are hard workers. And of course, delicious. And I like them. You are one such individual. Your boss, he has gotten out of my feedings for some time now. I think mostly because his blood does not interest my particular palate. I believe a few of the other vampires under me are more interested in him, but I don't think they fed off of him lately either. Either way, his attempts at making you a scapegoat are for naught. It was rather obvious that he and two others were the real culprits. They have already been dealt with, so there is no need to worry your sweet little head over them any longer. As for the damage to the vehicle, I've looked over all the official statements and reports, and his was the only one that didn't match the others. As I understand it, you tried to stop him, as witnessed by three other employees from other divisions, and another bystander not involved with our company. He was the one that decided to try to, drive it into the truck using a makeshift ramp, which resulted in the entire front end being ripped off when the ramp failed. Yes, it was quite a beautiful car, and quite unique in how it was detailed as well. Unfortunately, at this rate, it's going to be late for the event it's needed for, too. But unless we can get that front end completely restored and obtain new... Anyway, we may have to just use last year's Rolls-Royce Phantom for the Princess's annual gala. But that's not something you really need to worry about. What's that? You know someone. An old friend that worked in a Rolls-Royce dealer? Huh. Send me their contact details and I'll look into them. Thank you. You know, I was planning on promoting you to the head of your division since there's a sudden vacancy and you've proven competent and capable. And our clients tend to like you. But in light of other factors such as this, and of course how delectable you are, I think a special bonus may be in order, if you're amenable. Yes, a special bonus. As in... You don't get it, do you? You're going to make me spell it out for you, aren't you? Oh, I don't know if you're being frustrating or if you're being dense, but sometimes I like this side of you. Alright. Normally, I don't make this sort of concession for anyone. But the taste of your blood, it gets something going in me that I haven't felt in hundreds of years. It's hard to describe. When you're not here, I can review your file and decide things normally. But even just being near you, it's like my heart is once more beating again. Yeah. If you don't mind, I'd like just a little taste to hold me over until our next feeding time. And then, your special bonus. You get to have your way with me. However you'd like me. Right here on my solid mahogany desk, or on the floor, wherever, or however, in my office you'd like. That's primarily why I had it locked down. No one can disturb us in here. Why, my dear, for all that you've done for me, for now, I am yours. Okay? Now, let me get just a little nibble. So much more delicious every time. Thank you, my dear. And now, for your special bonus. How would you like me? I should have expected that. I'll just lay back on my desk and... Mm. You can eat my vampire pussy all you want. Oh, let me remove those for you. Don't worry about it. After a taste of your blood, they're already soaked through, so... Oh, just go for it. Oh, the touch of your tongue against me. Oh, right there. Oh, yeah. Oh, put your tongue on my clit. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Oh. Oh, yeah. You know, for a mortal, you have really good technique. Oh, yes. And your scent. Oh. And your touch. Oh. And the way you drive your tongue. Oh, deep into me. Oh. 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 I've never had anyone do this to me on my own desk. It's exciting. Oh, oh, I'm glad I had you do this here. Rather than somewhere else. Oh, yeah, lick me harder. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, lick me, mortal. Lick me good. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Lick me like there's no tomorrow. Lick me like... Oh. Lick me like the sun is rising. Oh. 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 Oh, God, yes. Oh. Oh. Oh, 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 the way your tongue circles my vampire clit. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, I want to wrap my thighs around your head, but oh, oh, be gentle. I promise. Oh. Okay. Oh. Okay. Oh. 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 There. Oh. Oh, you like my thighs around your head? Oh, I love your tongue on my clit. Oh, thank you. Oh, 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 put your tongue deeper into my vag. Oh, am I warm enough for you? Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 I think I'm gonna... Oh, how do you do this? Oh, 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 don't let me crush your head. Oh, 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 don't stop. Keep going. Ah! 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 you okay? I didn't squeeze too hard, did I? Oh, thank goodness. Oh, gods. That tongue of yours. That was amazing, but I need more. I need your cock inside of me right now. And yes, that's an executive order. What? From behind? Okay. This is your special bonus, after all. And I did say that you can have me wherever and however in my office that you would like. Now let me just flip over. Oh, okay. There you go. My entire nethers are exposed to you. Please. Please don't make me beg for it now. Why are you grabbing my arms? Why are you tying my arms together with your belt? You know I could easily break it, but I have to admit, there's something exciting about this. And you're pinning me to my own desk in humility. No one has ever done anything like this to me before. Why is this so hot? I can feel the head of your cock at my entrance, with my desk pressing up, and you pressing in my vag, and your hands pressing down on my back. I think I may come just from that. Please. Please fill me up. You're making me beg. Please. Please. Please, mortal, please. I feel your cock sliding into me. The pressure. I never dreamed that something like this would feel so good. Fuck yes. Fuck me. Humiliate me on my own desk. In my own company. Treat me like trash. Treat me like the undead vermin that I am. Fuck me faster. Fuck me. Oh. pussy. Oh, can you feel it? Oh, please. Fuck me harder. Fuck me harder. Oh, please fuck me against my own desk. Fuck me harder. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Oh, please. Please fuck me. Oh, yes. Oh, I want your cum deep inside me. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, please give me all your cum. Oh, make a mess of me. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, show this old pussy how it's done. Oh, yes. Humiliate me with your semen. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yeah. Shoot it deep inside me. Fill me. Oh, fill me up. Oh, yeah. Come inside me. Oh. Oh, my dearest. It seems I think I broke your belt. Also, I think I'm already at the point that I'm addicted to you. Oh, come here. Let me turn around and hold you. You know, we're just going to become closer and closer over time until I make you a permanent concubine, right? That may not be such a bad thing, you know. You would live in my manse and have a life of luxury along with my currently 3 other concubines. Someday I may turn you if you desire. And if you have ambitions beyond this lifetime, or you could continue rising up the ranks as you are. Please, do give it some thought, my dear. Your old boss and the others, as I said earlier, they've already been dealt with. How? Are you sure you want to know? Very well, my dear. The mortals have been fired, and their memories of having worked for me will be erased and replaced with something far more mundane. They will remember nothing of the coven or vampires, and will help them get jobs in another sector. As for the vampire that betrayed me, she'll be put on trial and either executed for betraying her sire, myself, or if she's lucky, someone else will take her in. But it's best for you to not worry about that. That's just the reality of our world. If you're willing to risk everything for a small payout, then you will lose everything when you're caught. Am I risking anything being with you? So compassionate. Another thing I love about you. No, I'm not. Not yet, anyway. But I would, if it came to it, and that's all you need to know for now. Now, go get cleaned up. My private shower's right over there. I have another appointment in less than an hour, and we both need to be ready, and you need to be out of here. You have a new job to get used to in the morning, if I'm not mistaken. Do try and get some rest, my dear.